Today, we're launching our very own custom t-shirt brand. This is Mega Maker, episode 7. Hey folks, Justin Jackson here. Welcome back to the show, wherever you are listening. Actually, if you are listening to this show right now, could you just tweet me the letter M, the letter I, Justin, and just say, hey, I'm listening right now, just wanted you to know. I'd like to hear who's listening to the show, and that might be kind of fun. So, last episode, we talked about how to make your own t-shirt, the most popular clothing item in the world, and we covered some things. How to choose the t-shirt type, the garment, the fabric, how to get great artwork, put something on that shirt that people are going to want to wear, and how to place the artwork on the shirt. That was something a lot of folks didn't consider. In today's episode, we're going to delve deep into the production process. How do you actually get these made? How do you warehouse them? How do you ship them? All that kind of stuff. But first, I wanted to play some of this feedback I've been getting from listeners on what makes a great shirt. Let's bring this back to the product. If it's not a great product, it's not worth doing. Here's what people are saying.
My name is Todrick Moore. My favorite t-shirt is from a conference, a WordCamp conference, and it was given by Delicious Brains. What makes a shirt great is its design, the fit, and its overall comfort.
What makes a t-shirt great for me is a soft print. I'm a huge fan of water-based screen printing ink and especially discharge ink.
I feel like a great quality t-shirt, it has a good look and feel, and is overall comfortable to wear.
So we need to remember that people care about the way things fit, the way things look, the way things feel, and this is going to be important as we head into production. Because this will affect your margins. The nicer feeling garments cost more. So as a maker, like with anything, you have a decision to make. Are you going to sacrifice quality so you can get a higher margin? Or are you going to create something that people actually want to use, in this case, actually want to wear? All right, take out your notepad and pen because I'm going to take you through the process that I used to create the Mega Maker shirt, which we are launching today. You can go to store.megamaker.co and order your own. All right, your first step is to go to printful.com. I have that link in the show notes, megamaker.co/7. Printful.com, I'm not affiliated with them, they are not advertising on the show, but the advantage with Printful is that they do direct-to-garment printing, which means you can order them on demand anytime you want. They also have a fairly generous sample ordering program. So this is how it works. You go to Printful.com, you create a store, and then you can start experimenting with logos on their t-shirt mock-up generator and see how your artwork will look on different types of clothing. Then you can order them at a discount and try them out. So I did this. I ordered Mega Maker shirts for myself, for my family, for my kids. I've got a photo of my kids wearing Mega Maker shirts in this episode's show notes. And there's three things you want to look for at this stage. First of all, when you receive the shirt, what is your initial impression? So one thing about this direct-to-garment printing that they do is that it is a little bit tacky when you first receive it. Meaning when you put your hand on the print, it has a little bit of a slight tackiness to the feel. The actual printing is very detailed and really great, but when you initially receive it, yeah, just a little bit, not sticky, but you know, less than sticky. Think about like the tack you use to put something on a poster on the wall. That's kind of what it feels like. And it does go away, but that was my initial impression. You also want to examine how well your artwork was reproduced in the printing process. In the case of direct printing, I was really impressed. I've been doing t-shirts for a long time, and the prints that I got were very detailed. like almost exact replicas of the digital artwork I'd sent in. The second thing you want to look for is how well does it go through the wash and dry cycles. So I've had my Mega Maker shirt for 7 months. It's been washed countless times. Again, my wife and my kids also have shirts. I gave shirts to friends. And we've been washing these shirts. In the case of these shirts that we got, just as a reminder, I got the American Apparel 401. It's the tri-blend track shirt and this direct printing on top. And the artwork has not faded. In fact, in terms of how it holds up to a traditional screen print, I would say it's better. And the third thing you're looking for in this sample stage is how do people react? So when you wear it out in public and you ask your friends, hey, what do you think of the shirt? I'm thinking of having more made. Would you wear something like this? The other thing I did was I posted photos of myself wearing it on Instagram and on other places. And people just seemed psyched on these Mega Maker shirts. A lot of people wanted to know where they could order them. That's a good sign. So gather feedback. Another way you can gauge interest and make sales at the same time are these t-shirt crowdfunding platforms like Teespring and Cotton Bureau. And what these websites will allow you to do is upload your artwork, share your funding page with people, and try to raise enough money to get an initial order. So a great way, again, to see, do people want this? Do they care enough to actually take out their wallets and pay for it? So once you've validated the demand as best you can, it's time to do a production run. Here's the least risky option, is to use Printful to do print-on-demand t-shirts as people order them. The reason I like this option is, first of all, they handle everything. And whenever you're managing physical goods, the actual fulfillment is the hardest part. So what's beautiful about Printful is they do it all. They receive the order, they actually manufacture the t-shirt, they package it all up, they ship it out. The second thing I like about this approach is it allows you to automate the whole process. So instead of worrying about, you know, getting more shirts printed and then, you know, doing batch runs where you box them with friends and send them out, you can focus on building your online store. Here's how I built my store. I used a plugin called WooCommerce that turns your WordPress website into an e-commerce store. So you create the item in WooCommerce and then you connect it to that same item in Printful. So when people order the item, it automatically goes to Printful, generates an order, goes through the whole manufacturing process, and then ships it out to the customer. Now, there are other e-commerce options available that also connect to Printful. Another popular one is Shopify, made here in Canada. And if you don't want to build your own WordPress site, they're a great option as well. So what happens once you set this whole machine up? Well, we're going to find out because today is the official launch of the Mega Maker store where you can order the Mega Maker shirt. Again, store.megamaker.co. And we'll see. I mean, if there's a lot of folks ordering the shirts, I have some decisions to make. Do I want to get a screen printer to make bigger quantities? And then how am I going to warehouse them? There's a warehousing option called blackbox.cool that I could use to, you know, warehouse and do shipping and all that stuff. So here is the thing. I need you folks to act. Next episode, I'm going to report back with all the sales numbers. How did this launch go? What were some things I learned? But for this to work, I need some of you that are listening and like Mega Maker, like what we're doing here, or even just like the artwork that Keenan made. And I need you to order the shirt. And here's the deal. For a limited time only, I've put the shirt at $25. It's not going to be that low forever. I'm going to raise it after this launch, but for now, it's $25. Even better, I have a coupon code for you that will give you $5 off your order. Use the code PODCAST and get $5 off your order at store.megamaker.co. Again, I'm not making any money on these shirts, but I'd love to see a bunch of makers and podcast fans wearing them. So a big thank you to anyone who puts in an order today. This is going to be fun. Changing gears. Did you know you can support this show, get a shout out at the end of the show, and get a link at live.megamaker.co for as little as $99. That's what Stuart did. His screen printing shop, vacord.com, has a very unique printing method for t-shirts.
Discharge is a way to remove the shirt's color and place it with the color.
So you can check that out at V-A-C-O-R-D. That's Vacord. I'm also running a contest. The first 10 people who go to megamaker.co/review and leave a review on iTunes will get free Mega Maker stickers shipped to them. All you have to do is do the review, take a screenshot of it, and email it to words@nerdnorth.com. If you like our theme song, it's by striker-metal.com. And if you want to host your own podcast, go to simplecast.fm. That's enough of my story. What's your story? What are you going to make this year? Join the 2016 Maker Challenge. Start making stuff. Megamaker.co/challenge. See you on Wednesday. Hello.
I'd like to order a Mega Maker shirt.
All right. What is your t-shirt size?
I'm a medium.
And what color would you like? We have black, dark black, enchanted black, and pit of despair black.
Enchanted black sounds interesting.
Okay. How droopy would you like your armholes?
Excuse me?
We have droopy, super droopy, or mega droopy.
What does that mean exactly? The sleeves are really big?
Moving on. What size of neck do you have? Is it a pencil neck, a Bic pen neck, or a Sharpie neck?
Those all sound really small.
Okay, you definitely sound like a pencil neck. Let's see, just a few more questions. Would you like our scent of dog option?
Scent of dog option? What are you talking about?
It's very simple. We put your shirt on my dog Rory for 5 days and then send it to you in a hermetically sealed envelope.
What? I don't get it. What's the deal here?
Deal? There's no deal. That costs $15 extra. Rory doesn't work for cheap, you know.
No, I mean, what's the deal with all these questions? I just want a simple, medium t-shirt. That's it.
Listen, there's no need to get upset. Our t-shirt designer, Boney Clive, has come up with 392 unique t-shirt combinations. All you need to do is answer these questions, and we'll create the perfect Mega Maker shirt for you.
But this is ridiculous. How many more questions are there?
Just a few more. Now, would you like Tom Jones to sweat on your shirt before we send it to you?
What? No! No! You know what? Forget about it. You've wasted enough of my time.
Rory, take off that shirt.